This is Ozarks at Large. The Friday of the second week of the General Assembly is generally a quiet affair, a calm before bills really begin to wind their way through the chambers of the state capitol. And last Friday was quiet from a legislative standpoint. However, the news that Attorney General Dustin McDaniel was abandoning his candidacy for governor certainly created conversation around the capitol and beyond. The announcement comes in the wake of news that Dustin McDaniel had an inappropriate relationship with a Hot Springs attorney, Andy Davis. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business sat down with David Ramsey, the associate editor of the Arkansas Times, to talk about the shift in the 2014 Arkansas political landscape. Roby first asked, why did the attorney general leave the race now?
Part of it is really just personal. I mean, you know, take the politics aside, if he stays in the race, the Andy Davis story wasn't going away. It's going to keep on coming up over and over again. And I think part of it, honestly, he's thinking about, does he really want to put himself and his family through that? Now, politically, more cynically, we can look at the fact that the poll numbers for him were tanking. And I think that if he had stayed in the race would have been about Andy Davis. And that would have been a liability if he got out of the primary. And I think he just decided it didn't make sense.
Yeah, and he offered some comments to some folks on Friday afternoon. He made the rounds doing some interviews with some people. Did seem very contrite, did seem to say it was going to be personal, it was going to be about me. That's not what I wanted this campaign to be about. Do you think that there's maybe a little bit of it, too, is that he would be a drag on the Democratic ticket going forward?
Well, absolutely. That's part of what I meant. If he got out of the primary and made it into the general, the story isn't going away. I mean, that's the part of it that I think we have to keep in mind is that even if he survives sort of this in the short term, there's just going to be a drip, drip, drip effect. We know that eventually there's probably going to be text messages that are going to come out. We know that Andy Davis has said that she's not entirely satisfied with his apology, so she may have more to say. So if he stayed in the race, this would keep on coming. It's already going to be a tough deal for a Democrat to win a statewide election in Arkansas. Arkansas is a state that's becoming more and more of a red state. And to have a candidate who, you know, as recently as 2 months ago looked fairly strong, but now you have this nasty story that's going to keep on coming up. I think he decided, like you said, it was just going to be a drag on the Democratic Party if he stayed in the race.
Yeah, I feel a little bit like I should have been looking in the rearview mirror here, but I had indicated in an interview I had done just Friday morning before all the announcement came out, he's got more than $1 million in the bank. Why would he get out right away? I mean, he might as well hang around. But he clearly decided, I've analyzed it. It wasn't going to get any better. It's going to refund the money. So
well, and like I said, as soon as he decided that maybe it didn't really make sense for him to stay, that he couldn't win, then every day that you're in it, you're inviting these stories to keep on dragging, to keep on coming up. And I do think it's mostly about, you know, if he thought he could win, I think he would stay in. But I also think, you know, he's got a family and this can't be fun.
Yeah. So we find out, too, almost simultaneously that Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter is going to run for governor. He kicks out a press release saying, I'm in.
Right. And, you know, with Arkansas Times, Max Brantley has said he thinks it's a little slimy. The timing, you know, I think this is going to look a little ugly to people. Obviously, for Bill Halter, this is a dream come true. It's a perfect situation. He was, you know, I think that he would have had trouble competing with Dustin McDaniel. Now he's, I guess, sort of kind of the front runner. I guess he's the only runner right now.
Yeah.
So this kind of worked out well for him. I think, you know, there is a perception that maybe he's not the world's best retail politician, that he doesn't always have the greatest instincts. And I will say, announcing that you're in on the same day that your opponent announces that he's out because of a sex scandal, maybe not the smoothest move.
We've got some other names that may get into the race. You've got John Burkhalter. There's even some talk maybe some of the regional candidates that would not have considered getting in with a McDaniel candidacy, such as a Mike Malone up in Northwest Arkansas, Chris Thomason down in South Arkansas, Shane Broadway is another name that's floated. There's a much more levelized field, but there's still one big player out there who could come back.
Mike Ross would be a game changer. I think that if he decided to do it, he would emerge as the front runner. And I do think that, you know, the idea that this is going to be kind of a wide open contest, I think Jay Barth, the politics professor at Hendricks, tweeted about this and suggested that you'd have, you know, basically lots and lots of candidates coming out of the woodwork. Someone like Bill Halter is not going to scare those folks away. Mike Ross might. So I think that's the thing that everyone will be watching. He says that he's not going to do it, but he also says never say never. And the idea of running might be more enticing now than it was a few weeks ago.
And we can't neglect that the Republicans on the other side, they have Asa Hutchinson really as their presumed front runner for the nomination right now. This obviously has to be good news for him. I mean, you've got one more less formidable candidate to have to deal with.
Sure, and he's doing exactly what you should do, which is say nothing and just let this kind of go. If it was a godsend for Bill Halter, it certainly was for Asa Hutchinson as well. I don't think it's necessarily certain that he's going to be the Republican candidate. I wouldn't be surprised to see other folks get in the race on that side. But as you say, it does look like he's the one for now. And the fact remains, regardless of who runs on the Democratic side, it is going to be tough to win a statewide race in Arkansas unless you're as charismatic as Mike Beebe. And I think that even if Dustin McDaniel didn't have this scandal, it was going to be tough.
Ruby Brock talked with David Ramsey, the associate editor of the Arkansas Times, shortly after Dustin McDaniel announced he would stop his run for the governor's mansion. Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity, backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.
On the next Fresh Air, how the U.S. military came to embrace counterinsurgency as an approach to the fighting in Iraq and why it's failed in Afghanistan. We'll talk with journalist and historian Fred Kaplan, author of The Insurgents, David Petraeus and the Plot to Change the American Way of War. Join us.
Fresh Air tonight at 6 on KUAF 91.3 FM.